This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Na'ai Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Marie Kondo's book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, The Japanese Art of Decluttering and Organizing, dives deep into the heart of decluttering and organizing one's living spaces with a unique approach. Known as the KonMari Method, Marie Kondo brings a fresh perspective from Japan to tackle the often overwhelming challenge of sorting through belongings to create a serene, clutter-free environment. Her method is not only about tidying for tidiness' sake, but also promotes a holistic approach that encompasses tidying as a way to transform your life, leading to clarity, joy, and purpose. This book strikes a chord with its message that when you put your house in order, you put your affairs and your life in order too. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the KonMari Method, developed by Marie Kondo, stands at the core of the book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. This distinctive method departs from traditional decluttering and organizing wisdom by encouraging a category-by-category system over a room-by-room approach. Central to the method is the principle of keeping only those items that spark joy, which requires touching each item to determine if it evokes a positive emotional response. Unwanted items are thanked for their service before letting them go, which is a compassionate approach to decluttering that respects the person-item relationship. The method prioritizes the emotional and psychological benefits of tidying, setting it apart from more utilitarian approaches. Secondly, categories of tidying. Marie Kondo advises tackling clutter through five primary categories: clothes, books, papers, kimono, miscellaneous items, and sentimental items. This methodical approach ensures a thorough decluttering process that goes beyond superficial tidying. By dealing with categories of items rather than specific rooms, the KonMari method allows individuals to grasp the total volume of their belongings, making it easier to decide what truly belongs in their space. Aspects like thanking items for serving their purpose and letting them go with gratitude are not just practical tidying tips, but philosophies that promote mindfulness and respect towards the objects that populate our lives. Thirdly, joy as a criterion. A revolutionary aspect of the KonMari method is the use of joy as the main criterion for deciding which items to keep. Instead of focusing on utility or frequency of use, Marie Kondo asserts that items should be retained if they spark joy. This subjective measure encourages individuals to cultivate a deeper connection with their belongings, leading to a more intentional and fulfilling living environment. The joy criterion also prompts people to reassess their relationship with material possessions, fostering an appreciation for quality over quantity and the emotional value of objects in our lives. Fourthly, the psychological effects of tidying. One of the profound benefits of Marie Kondo's tidying philosophy is its psychological impact. The act of decluttering and organizing according to the KonMari method is not just about creating a more aesthetically pleasing environment, but is also a form of self-care and mental health improvement. The process of evaluating items and deciding which ones to keep based on the joy they bring can be therapeutic. It encourages individuals to let go of the past and focus on the present. Moreover, living in a clutter-free environment can increase productivity, reduce stress, and bring a sense of calm and satisfaction to one's life. Lastly, life transformation through tidying. Marie Kondo posits that tidying up can fundamentally transform one's life. A decluttered and organized space leads to improved decision-making, personal productivity, and the ability to focus on more important life goals. The KonMari method encourages individuals to confront their possessions and, by extension, their life choices and habits directly. This introspective process can lead to a better understanding of one's values and aspirations, facilitating a life that is more aligned with those ideals. The decluttering process, therefore, transcends physical tidying and becomes a powerful tool for personal development and transformation. In conclusion, Marie Kondo's The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up is a must-read for anyone feeling overwhelmed by clutter, seeking not only to organize their physical spaces, but also aiming to transform their lives. The book is apt for those looking to make significant changes through small, intentional actions. By adopting the KonMari method, individuals can learn to declutter effectively, understand the importance of items that truly spark joy, and enjoy the wide-ranging benefits of a tidy space, including increased clarity, productivity, and peace. Ultimately, the book is a guide to living a more meaningful life through the practice of mindfulness in our interaction with our belongings. It's a transformative journey that promises not just a tidier home, but a renewed sense of purpose and well-being. If you would like to support Marie Kondo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.